Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes, please raise your hand. In the little like participant section, yeah, there we go. All right, you may lower your hand. All those opposed, please raise your hand. All right, with that, our minutes are approved and we'll move on to community comment. Is there anybody from the community who wishes to comment? See no hands raised for community comment. We'll move on to committee updates. And we have an update from Chair Guidry. You have the floor.
Okay, so I talked about campus safety director interviews. So those are happening this week. They begin tomorrow. Also, the President's Council for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion are starting to have listening sessions for students to come and voice their concerns to the board. Ron White is a part of that and wanted the students of the board to be kind of in on the sessions and take notes. So the introductory meeting is happening Wednesday to get more information about how that's going to work out. Also, there is a room selection advisory board group that has been made to help the room selection process become more inclusive for students, most importantly, like the incoming freshmen, and how we can make that process more available and accessible and inclusive. So that's with that, I yield.
Are there any other cabinet members who want to give a committee update? Please raise your hand in the participants. Ombudsperson Menke.
Yeah, two things. So Ethics Committee met recently to approve some attendance plans. If you haven't talked about yours, so like if you have a change in plans and you're not able to make it every meeting at 7, you're probably not here now, but hopefully you're listening to the recordings. But if there is something that we need to take a look at, just send me an email. Also, we're doing the midterm elections for Arborview, let's see if I can get all of them, Complex, Off-Campus, International Center, and Southwest, that's all 5. So we're doing those on Thursday. So just keeping you all updated, if you all know people that are in those buildings, just make sure to, you know, talk to your roommates and friends, and make sure that they're informed about who exactly is running. We'll be sending out emails to those res halls the day before the election with some information about the candidates they'll be voting for. And hopefully after tomorrow, they won't be sick of hearing about voting and stuff. And that's all I have. I yield.
Is there anyone else who wants to give a committee update? See no hands raised. We'll now move on to old business. And the first topic of old business is information related to the Gus Bus reallocation that I will hand over to our finance director to present.
Sure thing. So we have decided how we are going to use a majority of the Gus Bus reallocation. We have allocated about $10,000 for new hydration stations for different residential halls on campus. The information can be seen on a Google Doc if you want to pull that up. Otherwise, I can pull that up myself and share my screen. It's under the cabinet folder for Finance Committee. And it's the top left up there. Okay, awesome. So you can see a little breakdown of our current budget estimate, our actual budget, and then a few of the special projects I'll be talking about today, along with the Gus Bus reallocation over on the right. As I was saying, the hydration stations for a quantity of 10 will costing about $1,000 each will come to a total of $10,000. We will be installing 2 in the International Center, 3 in Gibbs, 3 in Sorey, and 2 in Euler. In addition, we are going to buy 40 seasonal depression lights. at a cost of 40 each, which will total to $1,600, bringing the Gus Bus reallocation from $16,896 to $5,296. Please let me know if you have any questions. I yield.
Are there any questions for Dr. Johnson? Advisor Rubel?
As a point of information, I think the hydration stations are $1,200 each, not $1,000 each. So 10 would be $12,000. So I don't know, Alex, if you want to update that or if, okay, there, yes, it is updated. I yield.
Any more questions? All right, can we project the agenda again real quick? Thank you. Great, is there any other old business? See none, we will now move on to new business. Is there any new business? Please raise your hand. Senator Baring?
So I had talked over this a little bit with Ombudsperson Menke a little before this meeting, but I have a idea that I wanted to test out with the body on a possible starting use for some of the contingency that we're expecting this year. I wanted to possibly charge Finance Committee with looking into some kind of contribution that Student Senate could make for senior graduation this year, seeing as we're going to have such a massive kind of contingency that just is coming out of probably a pretty sizable contribution from that class. And in addition to that, I was thinking maybe the possibility of a sort of a senior, either like a contribution to the school or some kind of thing that the senior class might be solicited for, how they might want to spend a chunk of money on, you know, whether it's an art installation or a solar panel or, you know, just something to kind of recognize that we didn't really have an opportunity to do anything major with the senior class's last year of significant Student Senate fees. But before I charged a committee, I kind of wanted to test that out and see if people are warm to that idea or if that's kind of just too far. Oh, and I yield.
Quick point of order. I'm sorry. We need to vote on finance director. Someone will have to motion for everything that Director Johnson said. If we want to take on any of that, we probably shouldn't have kept moving. So,
is there a motion? I see the hand of Senator Hippis.
Yes, I motion to approve the Gus Bus reallocations brought to the floor by Controller Johnson.
Is there a second? Second goes to Senator Baring. Floor is now open for discussion on the reallocation budget. Senator Hippis, you have the floor.
Yeah, well, I think that personally, I believe both of these things are very worthwhile investments. Hopefully SAD lights, I think those are something that are just very useful to have on hand, and there's something that could really make a difference for students who need them. This doesn't have to be a part of the motion, but I think we should figure out a good way to make it. Actually, point of information, do we know how we're going to distribute these lights?
The current plan is to give the lights to the counseling center and have them both store and distribute the lights.
Okay. I think it would be good to maybe advertise, but if the counseling center can take care of that, that would be great. The hydration stations personally are something that I've talked about before in the committee Health and Housing Committee. And I think this is great. It's a great investment. It's a great long-term investment for the halls that these hydration stations will be going into. So yeah, I approve both of these allocations, and I hope you all do too. I yield.
Ombudsperson Menke.
I second what the previous speaker just said. This is a great long-term investment in our students, and this will greatly improve, hopefully, the quality of their experience on campus. And, you know, I still remember my first year as a representative from co-ed when we had one water bottle filler for some 400 students, and how much people have appreciated these new water bottle fillers. So I say we go for it. I yield.
Senator Yeboah.
Point of information, I don't know when the hydration thingy was talked about, but I've been here and I haven't heard about it. And I was wondering why is it in only certain buildings and why is it the Senate's job to pay for that?
Those are both very good questions. First of all, so the hydration stations are not like normal water fountains. You've probably seen them around campus, but they have the sensor where you put the water bottle underneath them and then they could be filled up. Unfortunately, during COVID, a lot of them are currently unable to be used, but a lot of residential halls currently on campus, as we were talking about, Aurelius being one example, have kind of like a lacking of these hydration stations, and students are forced to either walk a long way down halls or, you know, fill up water elsewhere that's not really convenient within their dorms. And so installing more hydration stations would make it a lot easier for students to fill up these water bottles and just generally have better access to water. And then as for why are we paying for them, at the moment, obviously Gustavus is facing a lot of financial difficulty and Student Senate is not. And we have all this extra allocation, so we might as well put it towards some good use. That's my perspective on that, at least anyway.
Senator Yeboah, do you yield?
I yield.
Is there any more discussion? Seeing none, we'll now move to a vote. All those in favor of approving the budget, please raise your hand. Please lower your hand. All those opposed, please raise your hand. Any abstentions, please raise your hand. And with that, the reallocation budget passes. And we are back into new business. Is there any more new business or discussion on the topic that Senator Baring had brought up? Any other new business or discussion? You brought up the idea of using funds. Ombudsperson Menke.
Yeah, this is something that's very important in my opinion, that, you know, if we end up putting these funds into a long-term impact fund for future students down the line, I don't think we should forget about the students that are graduating, either graduating seniors or people that are graduating early. I don't think we should forget about them, and we should make sure that, you know, because student orgs have been, you know, not using their funds, and so there's not as much to do currently. We should make sure that we think of some ideas going forward in the next few meetings that maybe we could do for our graduating students. So just as a consideration for them, kind of like something that we did last year, like where we proposed funding the travel of students to and from the commencement. I think we should do something similar to that. I yield.
Is there any more discussion or new business? See no hands raised. We will move into announcements. Are there any announcements? On the first, Mikey?
Yeah, so tomorrow's the election, so that's kind of crazy. So if you haven't already voted, go ahead and do that tomorrow. It doesn't matter if you're registered or not. As long as you bring your student ID with you, you will be able to vote tomorrow if you walk down to the polls. If you're on campus, it's the community center. And if you are in Chapel View or in off campus in Ward 2, you're at the St. Peter Armory. So make sure that you know exactly where you need to go. And please, please, please send an email to your constituents. I think I will probably be sending a campus-wide email tomorrow. But if we can get as many people, as many emails and messages as possible, maybe print out some posters and just post them up around your res hall. Just get in contact with as many people as you can, because it is perfect weather outside. So it is a perfect day to walk down. Or if you are not able, or if you prefer to ride, we will be offering free shuttles basically all day tomorrow. So get the word out and make sure people are being engaged. I yield.
Director Bloom?
I will be sending out faculty report information after this meeting. There will be the traditional email with like the meeting recording in the minutes, and then after that I will send out the faculty reports. We don't have a deadline on that right now. I will talk to the co-presidents about that, but we will definitely get those out, and we'd like them as soon as possible. Thank you. I yield.
Senator Walfrey?
Yes, so on the Public Relations Committee, we are creating our monthly Gavel Gazette, which is our Senate newsletter. And in that, we always have committee updates. And so I sent each chair of like each committee an email saying like, hey, like I would like a committee update for the Gavel Gazette. So it's like, just look in your email. If you have the email, just send me a quick update. It's no biggie. And I can't wait to get it out for you guys to see. I yield.
Senator Bokri?
So I'm one of the students leading the campus-wide listening sessions with Ron White that was mentioned earlier during the meeting. So just more information on that. It's held on Zoom. I can send the link to all of you so you can forward it to your constituencies. It's from 12:30 to 1:30 on Wednesday. Also, point of information, can we, people who are more informed about voting, because like I'm not, even if I, like I'm not international, so like I don't go vote. So like if people have more information on how to vote, where to vote, can you please send it to me so I can get an email out tonight? Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. I'll send you an email. And by that, you mean like where to vote for like Chapel View, is that right?
Yeah. And then okay. More general like shuttle information.
Okay, for sure.
Thank you. And I yield.
Senator Learned?
Going off of this voting talk, know your rights as a voter. A lot of people don't know exactly little things that go on. So I'm an election judge. I'll just put that out there. So it's, you really got to know, like, make sure that you and your constituents know that if you are in line before 8 p.m., they cannot stop you from voting. They can cut off the line after 8 p.m., but if you are in line, they cannot stop you. Try not to wear, these are just some general tips if you're going and voting in person tomorrow. Try not to wear any political attire, because they can ask you to leave, and they most likely will ask you to leave. And I mean, if that's the only hour you set aside to go and vote, you won't get to go and vote. So make sure not to wear any political attire. Make sure your constituents know that it is same day registration in Minnesota. A lot of people have come up to me and I'd be talking about voting and they're like, oh, I missed the registration deadline. It was the 20th. And you got to inform them that that was just the pre-registration deadline. That's just getting your name in the big books that they flip through when they sign you in. So every single person can, if, as long as you've lived in the area for 20 days, which all of us on campus have, if you've been here since even when upperclassmen arrived, you can go and register in person and vote in person and then make sure your vote is counted. The DS-200s, those are the big counters. Sometimes they reject ballots. And I personally have seen dozens of ballots go uncounted because people don't stand there and wait the extra 5 seconds to make sure that their vote goes in. And we can't do any, as election judges, we can't do anything because we can't tamper ballots and we can't touch ballots unless specifically asked. So that vote will go uncounted. So just double check that your vote is counted and that other people's votes are counted. And then I know that some people, some political people have talked about poll watchers and groups standing outside polling places. That is illegal in Minnesota. That is called voter intimidation. And if this is happening, if there's anybody standing out there with political campaigning or any other sort of group that is potentially intimidating people to vote or watching the official election to see if it's not tampered with, that is illegal. So you can report that to, most likely I would go inside the polling place and report that to the head judge or to the police. So those are just some of my top tips for voting tomorrow. So I just want everyone to stay safe and make sure your vote is counted.
Are there any more announcements? I'll give everyone a minute to read the chats because there's a lot of really good information there. So I'll just like wait a minute before adjourning the meeting so everyone can go take a look at the chat. And if there's no more announcements, I see a hand from El Jefe's iPhone.
That's Bergen. I'm sorry, that's my dad's phone name. I just had a question about emailing constituents. I'm not sure how that, like I've emailed before, but I'm not sure how fast that can be sent out. Like if I send it tonight, would it send through tonight? And so I should talk about voting tomorrow, or would it send through tomorrow? So should I like write it as if it would be, I wrote it, yeah.
Advisor Rubel, do you know anything about that?
Yeah, it. If it's a class listserv, that's the Dean of Students Office that pushes that through, Deb or Jonas, and that usually goes through pretty fast. Like they wouldn't push it out tonight at 9 p.m., but they would push it out in the morning when they get into the office. And if it's a res hall alias, that's going to be the residential life office. And they are very crazy short staffed right now. And so that may be something where you'd want to just call to follow up on your email just to see if they can get it pushed through tomorrow. I would guess that they could, but it might take a little longer there because they are in staff transition in a lot of areas.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other announcements or questions?
Just a question for whoever. I've had some people just ask me like if I could send the info to Senator Bokori to everyone. Could I just send a Senate-wide email with some information about like exactly where to vote?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Cool, awesome. I'll also include a map so for off-campus students, they can hopefully find out where exactly they are. And I'll probably include like a place where you can look up where your polling place is too, so. All right.
Any other questions or announcements? Advisor Rubel, looks like you're still on the list.
My hand's still up because I always forget to lower it. I guess I would just say, and maybe I said this before too, that it's unlikely that we'll have presidential election results tomorrow or even for a few days at least afterwards. There's hundreds of pending lawsuits and other things that will delay counting. And that is, I mean, that is how it goes. And that is, I guess, normal in a way. And so I know it's frustrating because everybody is just on edge and eager to know. And, you know, all of the people are calling the election here and then here and back and forth, but just know that that is our democracy at work. And it's more important that we get it right than that we get it fast, because nobody's getting sworn in until January anyway. So, you know, just help people understand that that's kind of a normal part of our democracy in today's day and age, and that we want people to get it right. So I guess I could say too, real quick, sorry, about residential life transitions. So Nikki Domenichini, who was the Norelius area coordinator, his last day at Gustavus was Friday. And replacing him will be a man named Kurt Schleep. And Kurt starts a week from today. So he'll be moving into the Norelius apartment like Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then Mandy Ray Fairbrother's replacement, her name is Elizabeth Barrett. And she will be starting on November 30th. So if you're a representative for one of those halls, which is a lot of the halls on campus, that will be the new area coordinator that will be in place for your hall that you represent. I yield.
Any other announcements or questions? Seeing none, meeting is adjourned at 7:35. Thanks for everything today, everyone. And all the information, super great, super helpful.